Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded. I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and unseen. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Am I on the ear?
Aw, yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to the best damn entertainment podcast on the interwebs. This is Am I on the Air? It is season 14, episode 11, and tonight's show is titled, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all! So, welcome to the show. I am your host, Don Mega, and it's been a little bit. And I'm sure you're going, duh, he says that at the beginning of, like, every episode. But it has been a little bit. We're going on close to 3 weeks now. You know, I told you at the end of the last episode, we did the big Fast and Furious episode a couple weeks ago, just simply titled Family. And I told you after that one, there was no other good movies coming out in the rest of April. I really love getting the show out on a weekly basis for you guys to tell you about the hottest and the latest movies. And after Fast and Furious, it was really nothing. Nothing the week after, and nothing the week after that. I told you it was probably all going to come down to May 5th, the kickoff of the summer movie season, and the release of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So that is our big movie review of the week. And, of course, then we got almost 3 weeks worth of news to get you caught up with. Lots of cancellations, renewals, new TV shows coming, trailers dropping. So, lots to discuss. And let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into it. Of course, like I said, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the number one movie in the world now. Finally, something dethrones the fate of the Furious, which spent a very nice 3 weeks in the number one spot. This movie here, of course, takes place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and brings us back to our lovely space crew of Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Rocket, and Groot, which of course is now Baby Groot, if you know how the end of the first movie goes. The first movie was a ginormous surprise. I mean, this was... I'm big into these comic book films, but I remember when Marvel announced Guardians of the Galaxy, I said, who? And that's what a majority of the world said. Who the hell are the Guardians of the Galaxy? Well, this little movie came out back in 2014, and it crushed the box office. It made like $95 million opening weekend. It went on to make over $700 million worldwide. So, of course, we're going to get a sequel. And that's where Volume 2 comes in right now. I just want to say right off the top, of course, spoiler-free, this movie's awesome. It really, really rocked. I know if you read any general reviews on this film, what most people are hindering on is, oh, it's not as good as the first movie. Well, first of all, when it comes to sequels, not very many are as good as the first movie. On top of that, Guardians was a very special first movie where you're meeting these characters for the first time, you're seeing this group put together, and it was a very unique, special film. So when you go to a Volume 2 or a sequel, of course a lot of those firsts aren't there anymore. But you know what? What I really dug about this film is that we waste no time. We jump right into it with our Guardians getting ready to battle a monster. And with staying spoiler free, I have to say the opening credits of this film are one of the best that I've ever seen in a film. I died. I've actually seen this movie twice already. I saw it opening night in XD 3D, and then went again over the weekend and saw it in IMAX 3D. So I've seen it in both big screen formats, and this movie really does deserve that. It looks beautiful. The visuals are amazing, and the 3D is really, really great as well. This movie, just so you know, because I was throwing a lot of people off, this film takes place literally 6 months in the timeline of the first movie. So it's literally only 6 months later. So, like I said, the first movie was in 2014, which means this movie is taking place at the end of 2014. It is not a... Most of Marvel's movies follow the same chronological order, and they're always taking place and whenever you see them. If a movie comes out in May of 2016, that's when the movie's taking place. So it is very important that you understand that this Guardians movie takes place 6 months after the first film. So they're still learning to get along as a team. There's still a lot of trials and tribulations when it comes to them working together. Of course, Peter's still trying to figure out who his dad is and where his place in the universe is. I can't wait, because knowing that this takes place 6 months after the first film makes me so excited for their appearance in the Avengers Infinity War movie, because that, of course, takes place in the current timeline, and so we're going to be seeing Guardians years later after they've been a team for so long, and that's going to be a really cool dynamic to see. But everybody, the team is just so good on this one. Star-Lord is great as always. Gamora, played by Zoe Saldana, awesome as always. Chris Pratt, you know, of course, great. Of course, your standouts here are going to be Baby Groot, first and foremost. Baby Groot is awesome.
I'm Groot.
And Rocket, of course, who's voiced by Bradley Cooper, who just does such an amazing job as the voice of Rocket. Rocket's a great scene stealer, but I'll tell you who stole the show for me was my man Dave Bautista, who was great in the first movie, but really took it to a whole nother level in the second one. He was incredible in Volume 2, and just awesome, awesome stuff. Lots of good cameos, you know. Kurt Russell's in there, he plays Ego. You have Mantis joining the team. Lots of really great stuff and great characters out there. Like I said, I'm going to stay spoiler free. It's a little bit hard. Maybe we'll do an Am I Still on the Air on this one. But it's a fun, fun, great movie. And I really enjoyed it, probably more the second time I saw it. So I highly recommend it. If you're a fan of the first movie, there's no reason you shouldn't love Volume 2. I'm going to give this one 5 out of 5 stars. 5 out of 5 Don Megas in the house. Wow, 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 wow. You know, it's the first one of the summer. It's our first big blockbuster coming out the gates of this summer. And I got to give it 5 out of 5. You know, when I rate movies, remember, it's based on, did it give me everything I think I needed in the film? And Guardians really checked all the boxes. It gave me action. It gave me emotions. It gave me a great team dynamic. It gave me a really cool story. It gave me great visuals. There's really nothing else I could have asked for in this film. So therefore, there's really no reason I should give it anything other than a 5 when it comes down to it, because there's nothing else I would personally add to it. It is a worthy follow-up. I do think probably the first movie's a little bit better, but like I said, that first film is so special, it's going to be very hard to touch it. But I think they did a damn good job bringing the sequel to fruition. So there you go. 5 out of 5 stars for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. All right. We're going to switch gears now, and we're going to run through our news of the past couple weeks. All right. So let me get you caught up. Up first, Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese are eyeing a big screen adaptation of David Grand's new book, Killers of the Flower Moon. So they're in negotiations on that one to see what they end up coming up with. Kevin Feige says that the MCU is going to be quite different after Infinity War. He keeps saying this, starting to scare me a little bit, but I can't wait to see what they end up coming up with. Mary, Queen of Scots, is set to star Margot Robbie, and Saoirse Ronan is also attached to the film. Supergirl star Melissa Benoist and Julie Garner from The Americans have joined the cast of the 6-part limited series Waco that's going to be coming from the Paramount Network. Melissa Benoist is awesome. I love Supergirl. I think she's incredible as Supergirl, so very cool to see her addition here. Ang Lee is looking to possibly direct Gemini Man, which is a new sci-fi action here, which we talked about Will Smith being in negotiations on, I believe, our last episode. So cool to see Ang Lee in negotiations to direct the film. The show 13 Reasons Why over on Netflix is 2017's most tweeted about show. So congratulations to them. I did binge this show and I thought it was pretty incredible. It's a very serious show. Talks about suicide and basically repercussions of it. It's a deep, very real show. And if you got kids in high school, it might be something you want to have them check out. Big stuff here, but done very, very high notch, high class. So glad to see that it's garnered so much attention. And I'll go ahead and spoil the news right now. Just as of over the weekend, Netflix has renewed 13 Reasons Why for a second season. So it will be coming back and we will continue the journey of all these characters that are dealing with the suicide and loss of their friend. Moving on, all 4 Avatar sequels have release dates confirmed. Finally. So, here we go. Are you ready? Avatar 2 is going to come out December 18th, 2020. Avatar 3, December 17th, 2021. Avatar 4, December 20th, 2024. And Avatar 5, December 19th, 2025. Wow. Now, I gotta tell you, I'm not happy with these release dates. Avatar is one of my favorite movies of all time. I loved this movie, especially in 3D, seeing it in the movie theater. I think I saw this movie like 7 times in the theater. It was just so good every single time I saw it. And then, of course, he says he's going to make a sequel. Well, part 2 was supposed to come out in 2014. Then they pushed it back to 2015. Then 2016. Then 2017. Then it was going to be 2018. And I'm like, come on, man. Quit pushing this shit back. He's getting ready to start filming right now. And Avatar 2 is not even going to come out till 2020. What does he need over 3 years to put this film together? And then on top of that, he's shooting 2, 3, 4, and 5 back-to-back at the same time. So if part 2 can come out in 2020, why the hell is part 5 coming out in 2025? That doesn't make any sense. You know, 2 and 3 come out a year apart from each other, 2020 and 2021. Then we skip 22 and 23, and then the last 2 come out 24 and 25. I don't really understand that. If you're going to film them back-to-back, why are these not coming out 1 year apart from each other? It should be 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. Instead, he puts 2 out, he skips a couple years, and then puts another 2 out. And I don't really understand why he's doing that. But it's James Cameron. I'm sure, I guess, he's got an idea for it, and I'm sure there's a very good explanation as to why he's doing it. It just kind of sucks that we're literally going to be waiting 11 years. Avatar 1 came out in 2009. We're waiting 11 years to get part 2. That's a little uncalled for. So, if he's filming it this summer, I don't understand why we have to wait 3 years, but it is what it is, I guess, at this point. So, at least we have release dates locked down, so we're one step closer. So, there you go. Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5. Release dates are set for December of 2020, 2021, 2024, and 2025. All right, speaking of release dates, Fox has hit us with a real nice batch for the X-Men universe. New Mutants, which we've been talking about for years now, it seems. The New Mutants movie will debut next year on April 13th, 2018. Then Deadpool 2 finally is going to make his impression. And it's going for a summertime one. We thought it was going to stick in February, but they're going to June 1st. So June 1st, 2018, Deadpool 2 will hit. And then X-Men, The Dark Phoenix. Yes, the follow-up to X-Men Apocalypse will be hitting. X-Men, The Dark Phoenix will hit on November 2nd, 2018. So you have three X-Men-related films all coming out next year, pretty much a couple months apart from each other. Pretty bold, but pretty awesome. I'm a big X-Men fan. I love what Fox has been doing lately. So let's do it. So there you go. Once again, New Mutants, April 13, 2018. Deadpool 2, June 1st, 2018. And X-Men Dark Phoenix on November 2nd, 2018. Woo! So there you go there. The Predator reboot that comes out next year, or Predator sequel, depending on who you talk to, has been pushed back a couple months. It was supposed to come out in January, then February, and now it's going to come out in August of next year. So there you go, the Predator on August. Let's see here. Rosario Dawson, who of course has popped up in every Marvel Netflix show, from Daredevil to Jessica Jones to Luke Cage to Iron Fist, says her character Claire Temple will not be popping up in the Punisher TV series. So that kind of sucks, because I love Claire popping up in all these shows. So that's a bummer there, but she, you know, and who knows, maybe she will. But at this point, there is no Claire Temple in the Punisher film. Congratulations to The Fate of the Furious, which has now passed the $1 billion mark. So congratulations, man. That is awesome. I told you, 3 weeks at number one here in the U.S. It's been killing it internationally. I mean, it just been crushing in China and is now a $1 billion movie. So congratulations there to The Fast and the Furious. All right. Let's make our way on through the news, talking about news. Kevin Feige says the reason they haven't released the official title for Avengers 4 is because it could spoil Infinity War. So, ooh, a little spoilery, huh? Now, Zoe Saldana, doing some press for Guardians, kind of was saying, you know, because they are filming on that, said she actually called the fourth Avengers movie Infinity Gauntlet, which then a lot of people were like, oh, is that the name of it? Take it for what it is. It was probably a fraudulent slip. I don't know if the movie's really called that, but, you know, Kevin Feige saying that it's a spoiler means we might not have a title till a year before the movie comes out. So we'll have to wait on that one there. Netflix is saying that it's open to playing their movies in theaters, so they're looking at how that distribution would kind of work out. Michael Mann and Michael DeLuca are set to adapt Mark Bowden Yu's 1968 into a miniseries. It's called You 1968. He also wrote the Black Hawk Down book that the movie was based on. So there you go, another adaptation coming. Teza Farmiga has joined the Conjuring spinoff, The Nun, and she's actually going to be playing The Nun. And this is Vera Farmiga's younger sister. So pretty cool, because I knew they were related, but I always thought she was Vera's daughter. But then I found out she was her sister, so I'm like, oh, okay, okay. So good casting there. She's actually a really good actress. Christina and Tarek El Moussa have signed on for season 8 of Flipper Flop, which was pretty cool there. My wife watches this show. I thought that we were hearing it was going to get canceled, but they're going to actually move forward and do another season, even with a divorce pending. David Goyer and Eliza Dushku are developing the Black Company books for TV. So we'll see how that gets developed. I never heard of these before. We have your very first trailer for Kingsman, The Golden Circle. I loved the first Kingsman movie, and I'm super stoked for The Golden Circle. I wasn't overly thrilled with this trailer, but I have very high hopes for this film. I think it is going to be awesome. So check out the Kingsman Golden Circle trailer. A Madonna biopic called Blonde Ambition is set to be done over from Universal Pictures, which already has a script in place and a screenwriter, so looks like they're moving forward, and I don't think Madonna's all too thrilled about it, but they want to go forward on it. Amy Plum's upcoming YA horror novel called Dreamfall, about teenagers trapped in a mutual dream, has been optioned for a new TV series. So that's pretty cool. I like the sound of that one there. So very cool. Chris Pine and Ben Foster, who worked together on Hell or High Water, are re-teaming for David Mackenzie's new Scottish epic called Outlaw King. Uma Thurman and Rob Riggle have just been cast alongside Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken in the upcoming film The War with Grandpa. Okay, great cast though, man. I laugh at it, but it's a great cast. We have the Honest trailer for The Social Network. We have Everything Wrong with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Descendants 2 is coming to the Disney Channel on July 21st. The Detour, which is a show that I am dying to see, but I've never watched a single episode of. It airs on TBS, and The Detour has just been renewed for season 3. I literally have season 1 on my Hulu queue. I have season 2 on my DVR right now, and now it's been picked up for season 3. I need to get going on this damn show. I hear nothing but great things. It obviously is getting renewed because people are loving it. It looks super funny. I don't know why I'm lagging on this thing, but I got to get down with The Detour. So The Detour, TBS, has renewed for season 3. Jordan Voight Roberts, who directed the Kong Skull Island movie, says he will not be returning to the MonsterVerse anytime soon. We have the first trailer for Once Upon a Time in Venice, which is a very weird-looking movie with Bruce Willis and his dog gets stolen by Jason Momoa. I'm not making that up. Check out the trailer. DC Digital Service. Yes, DC is jumping onto the digital bandwagon. You're going to have to pay them a monthly subscription price. And for that, they're going to kick off a couple exclusive shows. Number one, a Young Justice Outsiders animated show. And a live-action Titans. Yes, live-action Titans show, which is something we've all been looking forward to. It will have Nightwing in it. Sounds pretty awesome. It will be launching with this DC digital service. So I have no clues or any other information on it, like about how much it's going to be or anything like that. But definitely look for Titans when it comes out. I'm going to guess this thing's going to be no more than $5 to $10 a month. Probably more around $5. Because I think CBS All Access charges about $6. And if they don't, it depends on how much stuff they cram onto this digital service. But I think if they're smart, they'll keep it around that $5 mark. But very excited to see what they do with Titans. Speaking of shows set in a superhero world, unfortunately, Powerless has been pulled from the NBC schedule. I really liked Powerless, and I'm super bummed about this. This was a really good show that actually still had more episodes done. And, of course, in typical big network fashion, they just decide, you know what, we won't even show you the episodes we've already paid money and produced. We'll just take it off the air and show reruns in its place. I'll never understand that. It's stupid. Give me the other remaining Powerless episodes, please. This was a show that got off to a rocky start, but man, with every episode each week after the first couple weeks were out the way, you could feel it gelling better, it just, the chemistry was better, and I was really digging Powerless. So very sad to see that basically the show has been canceled, even though they haven't said officially. By pulling it from the schedule pretty much means it has the axe. Something that did not get the axe, though, is AMC's Into the Badlands. Yes, Into the Badlands has just been renewed for a 16-episode third season. So congratulations to them on that. We got some news on when the next Indiana Jones is going to hit. The next Indiana Jones movie is heading your way on July 10th, 2020. Yes, so July 10th, 2020, if Harrison Ford makes it that long, we will get another Indiana Jones. Sorry, Harrison. Another movie that has an official release date finally is Frozen 2. Let it go again. Frozen 2 is set for a November 27th, 2019 release date. We'll have to wait a little bit longer for Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. The movie's been delayed 8 months, so that's been pushed back there. The movie went from March of 2018 to November 21st of 2018. Jon Favreau's live-action The Lion King is going to debut on the big screen July 19th of 2019. So congratulations there. That is pretty awesome. And lastly, from a release date standpoint, Star Wars. Yes, Star Wars Episode 9, of course, is coming in 2019. And now it has officially been announced that it will arrive on May 24th of 2019. So, pretty cool they're going back to May for Star Wars, because episodes 7 and 8 are coming out in December. So, they're moving back to that May time frame there. In some pretty cool stuff, because you know I'm a big wrestling fan, used to do a wrestling podcast, and Vince McMahon, who of course runs the WWE, he's getting his own biopic film, yes. Pandemonium Studios is working on a Vince McMahon biopic film. I'm all over this. Let's get this baby rocking and rolling. Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen are set to voice Timon and Pumbaa in the remake of The Lion King. So I love that right there. That is great voice casting. We have another new trailer for Baywatch, which looks awesome. So definitely check that out. Let's see here. Remember, when we do a show that's 3 weeks out, there's a lot of news I skip over, because some stuff just isn't relevant anymore by the time we record. So bear with me here as I scratch through my notes and get to our next pick here. Like Adam Sandler and Chris Rock reuniting for a new Netflix movie. Yes, as you know, Adam Sandler has renewed his Netflix contract to do, I believe, 4 more films. And he's going to do one with Chris Rock. It's going to be called The Week Of, and it's with them playing the parents of a bride and groom getting married. So, you know what? Say what you will about both these guys. I think Adam Sandler's still hilarious, and I love Chris Rock, and them together is always really, really good stuff. So I will take it. Like we talked about earlier with Gemini Man, we talked about Ang Lee being in negotiations to direct a film. Like I said, Will Smith is still in negotiations to star in Gemini Man, so they're still working on that. Jeff Goldblum is returning to the world of Jurassic. Yes, Jurassic World sequel, which is currently filming, has just added Jeff Goldblum to the cast, and he'll be coming back to reprise his role. So that is awesome, because he was great in the Jurassic Park movies. We have a new Cars 3 trailer you can check out. We also have the official reveal trailer for Call of Duty World War II. Rumor has it that Sylvester Stallone is the top choice for Mark Millar's Starlight adaptation that they're trying to put together, so no word yet on if Sly's interested or not. Scandal and Once Upon a Time will each get 2-hour season 6 finales coming up here very soon. Ross Butler's role on Riverdale is going to need to be recast for season 2 due to availability. Suits has just added Duelle Hill for season 7. The new Tick that's going to be premiering on Amazon is set for premiere in August, so that's when you'll see the new Tick. Cinemax has brought back the show Strike Back, and they'll be coming back for season 5, but it's an all brand new cast, so don't look for your favorites to be returning on that. It's basically a reboot, but they're saying it's season 5. In some sad news, Silence of the Lambs director Jonathan Demme has passed away at the age of 73. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. M. Night Shyamalan has announced that he's doing a sequel to Unbreakable and Split, and the movie is called Glass. Now, this is a hard article to talk about if you haven't seen Split, but at this point, spoiler away, because Split is now on Blu-ray, and you should have seen it by now. Basically, whether you did or you didn't see Split, the end of the movie reveals that it takes place in the world that the movie Unbreakable took place in. So it was a very cool twist to show you that it exists in the same world. There was a nice little cameo there from Bruce Willis at the end of the movie, and you think, oh my god, are they going to blend these two together? Sure enough, they are. And Unbreakable is getting a true sequel along with Split, and it's called Glass, and they're going to fuse the worlds, where basically pretty much Mr. Glass, played by Samuel Jackson, will be reprising his role, and he'll be teaming up with James McAvoy as Bruce Willis and his Unbreakable self will be going after them. I'm so excited about this, I can't even begin to tell you. I loved Unbreakable, and I really love Split. So to see those worlds combine and now get a sequel on that, hells yeah, let's do it. So it'll be coming in 2019, by the way, so look for that in the next couple years. Hilary Swank has joined the new FX network series Trust as Gail Getty. MTV Scream is going to get a whole new look when it comes back for season 3. New cast, new showrunner. So pretty interesting there that they're going in a completely different direction. We have a pretty cool Alien Covenant official prologue available that on our Twitter and Facebook page that you can check out if you want to see a little pre-Alien Covenant. George Miller comments on Mad Max Wasteland. He says nothing's confirmed yet, but they are still looking at putting it together and doing it. The Christopher Robin movie that we've been talking about for a while, Disney's upcoming live-action Winnie the Pooh film, is set Ewan McGregor to star as Christopher Robin, so pretty cool there. Karen Gillan says that Nebula was originally going to die in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, so good to see that she stuck around, because she plays actually a pretty intricate role in part two. Captain America and the Rocketeer director Joe Johnston is heading over to Narnia. Yes, he is. He's set to direct Narnia's The Silver Chair. So, no interest on my behalf, but just saying. So, big news here. Are you ready for the He-Man movie? Masters of the Universe. I have the power. Has set a December 2019 release date. Yes, December 18th, 2019 is when He-Man is going to be hitting the big screen. Masters of the Universe. So, very cool to actually get that slated. It's about damn time. On top of that, Mick G, who was the director signed on to do Masters of the Universe, has dropped off of the picture. So it was kind of interesting news about He-Man, because it was like one day they were announcing a release date, and then the very next day they're saying, Mick G's no longer involved. I don't know how I feel about it. Mick G's a pretty good director. I think he brings a certain flair to things. I don't know if He-Man was the right movie to go with, but hopefully they'll find something. They're shipping it around to a lot of big directors right now. World War Z 2 is finally moving forward as they have locked in David Fincher to direct. So congratulations there. That is a big win. David Fincher and Brad Pitt are very close friends, and they worked it out, and David Fincher has been brought on to direct World War Z 2. So looking to get that moving here pretty shortly. David Goyer has been brought on to rewrite the script for Masters of the Universe, by the way. Bethany Frankel's real estate series, Among Six, is one of the new six shows coming to Bravo TV. There's going to be a Great Outdoors remake, and Kevin Hart has just signed on to star in that film. Of course, the original film was written by John Hughes and starred John Candy in it, so good to see Kevin Hart jumping on board. I do love me some Kevin Hart. That dude is so damn funny. A Boondock Saints TV series is in the works with the original creators involved, so that's pretty cool there. HBO is developing a Wag the Dog half-hour comedy series based on the movie. They're going to be adapting that. Rumor has it that Robert Zemeckis has taken a meeting with DC about possibly directing the Flash movie. Good. I'm glad to hear meetings are going on and people are talking about doing the damn Flash, because they need to hurry up and get a Flash movie going. This movie was supposed to come out next year, and now it's all messed up. So hopefully we'll see what happens with Robert Zemeckis possibly interviewing for the job. We have Everything Wrong with Moana in 15 minutes or less. Moana, make way, make way. One of my daughter's favorite movies of all time. So she would say, there's nothing wrong with that movie, Daddy. So let's see here. What else do we got going on? Yeah, baby. Mike Myers says that he'd love to do another Austin Powers film. So that's always great to hear. Let's do it, Mike. What you waiting for? Patty Jenkins says that she wants Wonder Woman to come to America in the sequel, if she gets a chance to make the sequel there. James Cromwell's role in Jurassic World 2 is said to have a Jurassic Park direct connection, which is pretty cool there. So check that out if you're interested. Supposedly Sylvester Stallone's Guardians of the Galaxy character is set to have a big future in the MCU. Supposedly not like his own spinoff film or anything, but, you know, could cross over in multiple different ways. So, keep an eye out for that. Emma Watson says that she would love to do a Beauty and the Beast sequel. Of course she would, because why wouldn't she? She likes money. Check out the first trailer for 47 Meters Down, which is a new shark film starring Mandy Moore, by the way. Firestarter remake, yes. They're remaking Firestarter from Blumhouse Pictures, and Akiva Goldsman is set to direct the film, so that is pretty awesome there. I'm totally down to see a new Firestarter. Bryan Singer has revealed that Stan Lee will have a cameo in the new X-Men TV series, The Gifted. Showtime has announced that new episodes of Ray Donovan and the show episodes are set to premiere their fifth seasons this August. I didn't even know episodes were still going on, man. Congratulations to Matt LeBlanc, who's got a big hit TV show on regular cable with Man with a Plan, and then he also still has episodes over on Showtime. Very cool. And I love me some Ray Donovan, so glad to see both of those shows coming back in August. Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch have closed their deals to return to Big Bang Theory for the new season, so good for them. I know they were having some money issues with negotiations. Paramount Television have optioned the rights to all 11 books from Anne Rice's best-selling series, The Vampire Chronicles. So it looks like we're going to begin some vampires coming to television soon. Supposedly a Roseanne revival is in the works, and the whole entire cast is expected to return. I was never big into Roseanne, so I can't say I'm super excited about this. But hey, revivals are all the rage these days, so we'll see what happens with that. They are bringing back The Gong Show over on ABC, and it's going to be hosted by Tommy Maitland. And I know most of you are going, who? Tommy Maitland, by the way, is a new character that's going to be played by Mike Myers in disguise. Yes, Mike Myers is going to go under prosthetics and makeup to play this new host character named Tommy Maitland, who is going to host The Gong Show on ABC. So, yes, it's just Mike Myers under a lot of makeup and prosthetics. So keep an eye out for that. Fucking Mike Myers, man. That dude. So funny. MTV has canceled Sweet Vicious after just its first season. Sorry, one sec. Oh, man. Excuse me. Ooh. Whoa. I apologize. Seth Rogen and Andy Samberg's group, The Lonely Island, have announced that they're going to do a new movie about a music festival gone wrong. The funny thing was, is right when they announced this was when Ja Rule's, like, I forgot what the hell that festival was that he just did, but it was called, like, the Fire Festival or something like that. It was a big bomb over in that island he had rented out. It basically sounded like that they put this movie together just to make fun of that, but they already had been talking about working on this thing for years, and it was just literally a pure coincidence that it all came out at the same time. It sounds like in Logan, they were going to have Liev Schreiber come back to play Sabretooth. It was in the script. He was going to be in a scene where they went and got help from him. But basically, it just interfered with the scheduling time frame that he has to film Ray Donovan, and they just couldn't fit it in. And then they felt like the final cut of the film just, it wasn't really needed. And they went a different direction. So unfortunately, the scene was never filmed. So it's a little bit of a bummer. I would have loved to have seen Sabretooth actually pop up in the very last Logan movie and kind of bring things full circle, but Logan is still an incredible 5-star film, so I'll take it for what it is. Let's see here. Filming has begun on The Rock's new movie, Rampage. Yes, Rampage, of course, yes, based on the 1980s video game. They are filming right now, so that is awesome. Ridley Scott says that Neil Blomkamp's Alien 5 movie that he was putting together is officially dead. They're not moving forward with it, and Ridley's just going to continue to do his Alien prequels, which will lead right up to the original series here after the next couple films. So, if you've been waiting, like I was waiting at one point for these Neil Blomkamp Alien 3, basically. It looks like it's not happening anymore. Eric Dane is taking a break from his show The Last Ship over depression issues, so hope he gets better pretty soon here. We have the brand new trailer for It Comes at Night. Pretty creepy, man, so check that one out. Ryan Seacrest has officially been announced as Kelly Ripa's new Live with Kelly co-host. So congratulations to him there, of course. Why not? Why not go with Ryan Seacrest? Why not? Just makes sense, right? Nashville star Charles Esten is set to host the 2017 CMT Awards. The new season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been delayed a full year, so it will not be back in 2018. Ghost Rider is set to return on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4 finale. Yes, that's awesome. Very excited about that. Christina Aguilera, Rashida Jones, and Theo James have set to join a new sci-fi romance called Zoe. Sorry about that. Bless you. Thank you. You're welcome. Doc Holliday is set to be played by Jeremy Renner in a brand new film. So, I don't like Westerns, but I do like Jeremy Renner, so congratulations on that. Netflix may revive Triple Frontier and is looking to offer Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck lead roles. Hey, if you can do that, Netflix, good for you, but I don't see you locking these two down for a Netflix show. Just saying. The TV show Pitch, which was over on the Fox network, has been canceled after just one season. Did not ever get to check that one out. Let's see here. Going back in. We have Everything Wrong with Doctor Strange in 15 minutes or less. The writer strike that was pending to happen, thank God, has been averted, and it will not be getting shut down after all. Hollywood film and TV writers have agreed to a new 3-year deal, so thank you, Jesus. We did not need a writer strike. Thank you, God. We have your full list of this year's Tony nominees. Check that out if you're interested. We have an article up with director Matt Reeves talking about his vision for the solo Batman movie he's going to be directing. Nothing super crazy, by the way, so he didn't really shine any light on it other than, oh, I love Batman and I can't wait to make a Batman movie, is basically what it said in a nutshell. Logan Noir. Yes, Logan Noir. Something that people have been talking about since all those early pictures came out was, man, it'd be kind of cool if we had a black and white version of Logan. Well, Logan comes out on digital or Blu-ray on May 16th, I believe. And it's going to be playing one night in theaters in the black and white version. But if you get the Blu-ray, it does come with a special disc that will be the Logan Noir version, which is the black and white one. So you can get it along on the Blu-ray when that is released if you're looking to check out the new black and white version, which I have really no interest in myself. I like color. I don't like black and white. Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Hines, and Christine Baranski have joined the cast of the Bad Mom sequel. And of course, guess what? They're going to play the Bad Mom's moms. So, pretty cool though. Three great actresses, and I like the addition here for Bad Moms 2. Marvel has officially joined the Comixology Unlimited subscription service. So that's pretty cool there. Glad to see the addition of that. We have your first look at the new Steelbook for Logan Blu-ray, which looks pretty cool. But I think I'm going to be getting mine at Walmart, which has a really cool fold-out poster and special laminate that basically shows Hugh Jackman through all the films over the 17 years playing Wolverine. It's a pretty nice little homage to Hugh Jackman for everything he did playing Logan. Clive Owen, Tom Felton, and George McKay have joined Daisy Ridley and Naomi Watts in Ophelia. Kate Bosworth and Michael Polish are set to helm a sex trafficking thriller with Nona. Paris Jackson is set to make her film debut in an Amazon Studios film, which is currently untitled as of this time, but she will be co-starring with David Oyelowo, so great casting there. I think Paris Jackson could have some chops here, so we'll see. She's not going to do music, but she's a pretty girl, and I think, you know, I've seen her pop up on a couple different things, and I think she's got a ton of potential if she keeps her head on straight, so very cool. Melissa McCarthy has been cast in a lead role in a new film called The Happy Time Murders. This movie sounds insane, but so insane that I cannot wait to watch it. Let me break this down for you. Melissa McCarthy has been cast in the upcoming movie The Happy Time Murders, which will be directed by Brian Henson. The comedy is set in the underbelly of Los Angeles, where puppets and humans coexist. Two clashing detectives, one human and one puppet, are forced to work together to try and solve who is brutally murdering the former cast of the Happy Time Gang, a beloved classic puppet show. Wow, that sounds nuts. That sounds nuts. Melissa McCarthy said, "When a really good script combines puppet strippers, Los Angeles underbelly, and comedy, it's my fever dream has finally come true." This thing sounds so fucking crazy, but you know what? I love it. I love the pitch. I love the sound of it. This could be an adult kind of new Who Framed Roger Rabbit kind of thing, and I am digging it. We have the first official trailer for The Defenders. This trailer was awesome. I'm so excited about this. This is like the Avengers of the Netflix universe. The Defenders is an 8-episode series that comes out in August. It's going to unite Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist all together to battle the Hand. Elektra comes back. It's going to be crazy. Check out The Defenders trailer. It looks so good, and like I said, it hits Netflix in August. Something else that hits in August, but this time it's the movie theater, August 4th, is The Dark Tower, which of course is another Stephen King adaptation, and we got the first official trailer finally for The Dark Tower, so check that out on our Twitter and Facebook page. The Dark Tower Looks pretty good. I enjoyed the trailer. I wasn't super wowed by it, but I did like the dynamic of it, some of the visuals, and definitely how Idris Elba loads a gun in this thing. So pretty cool. Check out that trailer if you haven't seen it yet. The new show Handmaid's Tale, which is on Hulu, has already been renewed for a second season. We have your first look at Orient on Murder on the Orient Express. Shows the whole cast lineup there, which is pretty cool. Big cast on this one. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is going to be taking place after Avengers 4. So then you'll see the timeline shoot up again and actually take place in chronological order. Hulu has also announced that they are going to be doing Marvel's The Runaways, and a new live streaming service is something they're working on there, on top of renewing Handmaid's Tale for Season 2. So I know a lot of people are excited about Marvel's Runaways. This is a big one that people have been waiting for a long time. It will be coming to Hulu. Let's see here. Girl Meets World is officially canceled by Disney. Jordan Peele has signed a new first look deal with Universal Pictures, so congratulations to him. He knocked it out the park with Get Out in his first try, so that was awesome, and I'm glad to see he's going to get to keep making his special kind of projects. Jeff Goldblum is going to be teaming with Danny DeVito for a new Amazon comedy series. They're going to be playing an iconic music duo. I wonder if that's why Always Sunny is being pushed back a year, you know? So that's, you know, kind of interesting there. But yeah, so that'll be on Amazon, it looks like, there. They will play an iconic music duo from the past in the new Amazon Prime comedy. David Spade is set to star in Netflix's Bad Dad comedy called Who Would Win? Glad to see David Spade. He's very underrated. I'm glad to see him getting a shot at something else. Christina Hendricks and Nicolaj Coster-Waldau are set to lead Brian De Palma's new film, Domino. Aquaman is now currently filming, finally. So Jason Momoa and James Wan and all them are currently behind the camera. Or should we say, well, one's behind the camera, one's in front of it, as they have officially started filming Aquaman. They are moving forward on a Gears of War film, and they've just hired Avatar writer Shane Salerno to pen the script for Gears of War, so pretty cool there. Garrett Dillahunt has joined Liam Neeson in the new movie Widows, which is just shaping up to have a massive cast there. We Have Everything Wrong with Passengers in 16 Minutes or Less. Ridley Scott reveals his plans for the future of the Alien franchise. We have that article posted. I won't read it to you in case people are mad about spoilers. So check that out if you're interested. We have your exclusive first look at Marvel's The Inhumans. Very blah picture, kind of. Just them staring at the camera and not really looking very intimidating. Remember, Inhumans is the new ABC show, but the first two episodes will be shown in IMAX like a movie. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what they end up doing with this. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is officially coming to Broadway in 2018. We have your first trailer for Terminator 2 Judgment Day, the official 3D re-release. So you can check out how it's all going to be going down in 3D, which is pretty awesome there. We have your first trailer for Inconceivable, starring Nicolas Cage. 4 Game of Thrones spinoffs are being considered by HBO. Yeah. If you want the full details, check out the article. But yeah, Game of Thrones is coming to a close here in the next couple years. 4 spinoffs. Good luck on that. They supposedly would explore different time periods of the universe, by the way. Let's see here. NBC has ordered Jason Katmus' musical Rise and the military drama For God and Country. So those two shows have been picked up for next season over on NBC. Speaking of NBC, they've also canceled Emerald City after just one season. We have your brand new trailer for Dunkirk that you can check out, and the new trailer for Absolutely Anything. The new show Rise that NBC is doing will star How I Met Your Mother's Josh Radnor and Moana herself, Ali Carvalho. So, pretty cool there. I remember when we talked about this news originally, the show was called, like, High School Musical or something like that. It was like, High School, We Love Music. I don't know, something along those lines. So, obviously, they've changed it to Rise. So, good to know that they've flipped the switch on us on this show here. Let's see. That's So Raven spinoff, Raven's Home, is premiering on the Disney Channel in July. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 took in $17 million during its Thursday previews. We have the new official Red Band trailer for Rough Night, which is a new comedy movie starring Scarlett Johansson with Kate McKinnon and a bunch of other funny, funny ladies. Check that one out there. Matthew Vaughn says he already has ideas for Kingsman 3. Of course he does. That's awesome. Why not? Come on. Let's do it. Let's see here. We have, so Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 has 5 post-credit scenes. I posted an article where basically it talks about all 5 scenes and what that means, and if any deeper explanation is needed for you guys out in the Marvel Cinematic Universe of, you know, what, why they did what they did. So check that out if you're interested or have any questions about any of the 5 post-credit scenes in Guardians of the Galaxy. Will Ferrell and Jason Momoa are in negotiations for a new comedy in the works, and it sounds pretty damn funny. From what I understand, Will Ferrell is used to film a TV show and was a super popular guy on television. Jason Momoa played his son on the TV show, and then years later, Will Ferrell's down on his luck, bumps back into Jason Momoa, who is now a massive star, and of course, like I said, played his son at one point. And he tries to kind of ride his coattails. It sounds really, really funny. And I think the dynamic of a Will Ferrell with a Jason Momoa sounds really good. So I'm totally down for this one here. And yeah, so look for that. No release date's been announced, but they just now signed on to this project. Dave Chappelle has also signed on to join Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga in their new film, A Star Is Born. So that's pretty cool there. That's now currently filming. New Girl star Max Greenfield has joined the cast of American Crime Story's Versace installment. Max is a good guy, so that's a good addition there. Let's see here. We have your first teaser trailer for Inhumans, but it doesn't really show you anything at all. Chris Pine and Michelle Williams are in talks for a new spy thriller called All the Old Knives. Let's see here. We have a brand new Wonder Woman trailer that just dropped, so check that one out. I think it's a really badass trailer. Shows a lot more action, so definitely check that one out. We have another couple new trailers. One's called 222. Everything, The Big Sick, and The Hunter's Prayer. So lots of new trailers dropping over the last week there. Kevin Feige says that Marvel movie and TV worlds will cross over at some point. So he didn't give a timeline on this one, but we did get an at some point line. Hopefully sooner rather than later. We have the brand new trailer for Blade Runner 2049, which looks super awesome. So check out that trailer if you haven't seen it. We could be seeing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in 2020. Most likely makes the most sense. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 has already sprung to $428 million after this past weekend. So congratulations, big hit there once again. We have a new It trailer, which debuted at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. And you can check this one out. It's not as good as the first one, but it's still pretty creepy. Congratulations to Fast and the Furious, who won the Generation Award over at the MTV Awards, which was pretty cool. I mean, it really is. It did deserve it. This franchise started in 2000 and is still going strong in 2017. So why not, right? We have the full list of winners from the MTV Awards, so check that out if you're interested there. Edge of Tomorrow is getting a sequel, and they are moving forward. And supposedly, the new film is going to be called Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat. I swear I'm not joking on that one. The name of this movie is just nuts, because remember, when this film first got put together, it was based on a graphic novel called All You Need Is Kill. And All You Need Is Kill was the name of this film for a long time. And then they got scared because Kill was in the title, and they didn't know if they wanted to do that, so they renamed the film Edge of Tomorrow. Well, The Edge of Tomorrow said that people were not interested in that title. Plain and simple. People didn't like that title, and a lot of people didn't go see the movie. It took a lot of word of mouth to get people back in theaters to check this thing out. When the movie was released on Blu-ray and on the movie channels, they kind of changed the name of the film. Instead of saying Edge of Tomorrow, now the film said Live, Die, and Repeat. Live, Die, Repeat. Colon, Edge of Tomorrow. So it's like they just renamed the film when it hit home video to Live, Die, Repeat. So now they're going to do a sequel and they're going to call it Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat? Sounds stupid as hell. And it's unfortunate because this movie, Edge of Tomorrow, was an awesome movie and really does deserve a sequel. And I'm excited because they say they have an amazing script. They got a lot of good stuff going. Doug Liman's returning to direct. Tom Cruise is coming back. Emily Blunt's coming back. I'm excited. But Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat is stupid. And I hope you guys change that damn title, because that is a piece of shit title. Jennifer Morrison is set to exit Once Upon a Time ahead of the potential season 7, so that's a big hit for that show. I believe she's the main character of that thing. Johnny Depp will live dangerously in Richard Says Goodbye, a new film that he's working on. There's a new show called Snowfall, which is coming to FX on July 5th, and we have the new teaser trailer for it you could check out. Logan's Daphne Keene is set to star in a new road trip drama called Anna, and it'll be alongside Luis Guzman. So, pretty interesting pairing there. Justice League Dark director Doug Liman says that it's going to be a personal movie. He says you're really going to get to know these characters and know and love them. The CW has canceled Frequency and No Tomorrow. So, no extra seasons for these two. Doug Liman also explains why he departed the Gambit movie. Sorry, Friggins, he says, it just wasn't personal enough for me. He said he had no real connection to the character, and it just, he needs a movie to have a personal connection for him to want to do it. And he said he just tried, but he could not find it with Gambit. So that's why he left the project there. They're still looking for a new director on that one. A Psych movie is coming. Yes, Psych went away a couple of years ago, I believe, and now Psych is going to be returning to the USA Network as a Psych movie is set to air this December. So pretty cool. I'm glad that they're not trying to shoehorn this into the movie theater, but they're going to go ahead and do this just on television, on the network that made it popular in the first place. So that's good, you know, not trying to jack people for money or anything nuts. Patton Oswalt is set to star in a new NBC comedy series. It's going to be called AP Bio, and it just got a series order, which will take place in a high school. So, I love Patton Oswalt. I will give anything he does a nice chance. Russell Crowe is looking to join on to the film Arc of Justice opposite David Oyelowo, and that is an adaptation of Kevin Boyle's 2004 book Arc of Justice as well. Hellboy is getting an R-rated reboot. directed by Neil Marshall, and it'll star David K. Harbour. This news kind of came completely out of nowhere yesterday and really threw a lot of people off their game. Of course, Guillermo del Toro did the original Hellboy movie with Ron Perlman. Then they did Hellboy 2. They've been trying for years to make a Hellboy 3, and the studio has said over and over again, no, we're not interested, we're not making a Hellboy 3. And then out of nowhere yesterday, they say they're doing this reboot, it's going to be R-rated, and they're bringing in a brand new director and a brand new star to play Hellboy. I just wonder how pissed off Ron Perlman is at this point. But I'll tell you, I'm somebody that really does not care about Hellboy. I thought the first movie sucked. I thought the second movie sucked. I didn't care for either. I never wanted a third. But this one, not having anything to do with Guillermo del Toro, gets me very interested. Because as much as I try with that damn guy, I'm just not his demographic. His movies do not work for me. And maybe that's probably why I didn't care for Hellboy. But seeing something like a Hellboy under a different vision, like a Neil Marshall, and David K. Harbour, who is awesome in Stranger Things and pretty much everything else he does, I'm not a big Ron Perlman fan either. He did do very good as Hellboy. But getting somebody like David Harbour to give a new spin on the Hellboy, I can dig it. So there you go. That's all the news we have for right now on that. But Hellboy is getting an R-rated reboot directed by Neil Marshall and starring David K. Harbour. So, there you go. A big screen adaptation is already being planned for Artemis, which is the forthcoming novel from the Martian writer Andy Weir. Do I have any additional information on that? It did get a release date already. It comes out November 14th. 2017. Oh wait, maybe that's just the book. I was like, there's no way they're making this movie that fast. Sorry, it's just the book. The Avatar sequels have casted Fear the Walking Dead's Cliff Curtis for all the Avatar sequels, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So congratulations to him on that. It's official. ABC is reviving American Idol. This is American Idol. The show just ended on Fox last year. It wasn't even dead a year, and ABC's bringing it back already? I don't know. They're saying they're going to do it bigger, better, new hosts, new judges. Good luck. I was a fan of American Idol for many, many years, but the show, I think, needed to die when it died, and from the sound of the feedback on the interwebs, I don't see people jumping for joy that it's coming back. I think most people share the sentiment that you should have just let it die. But it will be switching networks, so we'll see what happens. It was on Fox, and now it'll be on ABC, so there you go. We have the first official details on season 2 of 13 Reasons Why. If you want to be spoiled a little bit by the showrunner and what they plan to do with season 2, check out that article on our Facebook and Twitter page. Rosewood has been canceled by Fox after 2 seasons. Sorry. Mainly sorry to Javon Lewis, our boy JV Lewis, who listens to the show every week. Shout out to him. He loved Rosewood. And another show he loved was a little ditty. Just a little ditty. That I can't even think of the name of right now. Because that's how much I just don't care about this show anymore. Sleepy Hollow. I needed a second to let it kick back in. Sleepy Hollow. Another show that went on too many seasons has been canceled by Fox after 3 seasons or 4 seasons, whatever the case may be. So sorry, JV Lewis, to give you the disappointing news that your shows Rosewood and Sleepy Hollow have been canceled. Now, I really did used to enjoy Sleepy Hollow. I watched it for the first 2 seasons and really dug it. But then the 3rd season started and I thought it just went to complete shit and I had to bounce. I could not stick around with it anymore. So, I figured it was probably getting close to running its timeline out. Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller has been sentenced to prison. Yes, yeah, she's going to be serving a sentence of 1 year and 1 day in a federal prison, followed by 2 years of a supervised release. Ouch! The Strain, Season 4, which will be the final season as well for The Strain, has set its premiere date for July. So there you go there. I love The Strain, by the way. Great show over on FX, so definitely check that out. You can watch the first couple seasons on Hulu right now if you've never checked it out before. Liam Neeson is set to headline a new thriller called Retribution. We have a video that we posted up today that's Transformers The Last Night, The Official Secret History, and it's narrated by Anthony Hopkins. So check that out if you want to learn some more about the history of the Transformers. NBC has renewed Taken for another season. This kind of shocked me. Taken was one of those additional shows that kind of came out of nowhere on NBC just a couple months ago. I actually have it on my Hulu queue and have not even watched a single episode yet, and I was like, this show's going to get canceled. I was wrong. It got renewed for a new season, so congratulations. This, of course, is the TV show based on the movie Taken with Liam Neeson, so it's the early days of it when he was younger and more vibrant, and his daughter had not been taken yet. I guess other people get taken, and he goes and helps. So, there you go. Fox has officially ordered the Marvel drama The Gifted to series. That is the X-Men TV show. Bryan Singer directed the pilot. And yeah, Fox has officially given an order to it. The show was originally just titled Gifted. Now it's called The Gifted, if that makes any difference to you all. But I just wanted to let you know that The Gifted is coming to Fox from Marvel Studios. Oh, not Marvel Studios, just Marvel Direct. I don't want to get it confused. A Tupac Shakur documentary is on the way from Steve McQueen. You can actually check out a little teaser for The Gifted. Right now we posted a little link for that if you want to see kind of a little tease for it. Ridley Scott also says that he's set to shoot the Alien Covenant sequel within the next 14 months. So he's ready to go on that next one, man. Ridley is way deep into this alien world. And, Sleepy Hollow was 4 seasons. So Fox has canceled the supernatural drama Sleepy Hollow after 4 seasons. So it was a fun ride while it lasted, right? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, on that. And now let's switch on over to our box office and our release dates. All right, so that was a good wrap up there of almost 3 weeks worth of news. We did it in a nice hour chunk there. And like I said, let's get on over to our DVD and release dates and box office stuff. We are recording live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here on this Tuesday, May the 9th. And actually on DVD and Blu-ray today is 50 Shades Darker. So, eh. On Blu-ray, you can get the unrated edition. Ooh. So, but that's the only big release on Blu-ray and DVD today is 50 Shades Darker. In theaters this Friday is going to be King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, Snatched, The Wall, and Lowriders. So those are your big releases this weekend. Look for some decent things to happen with King Arthur, and we'll see how Snatched plays out. Very interested to see Amy Schumer do another comedy here. She did so well with Trainwreck. I don't know, was that last year, last summer, or the summer before? But did a great job with that one. So be curious to see how Snatch plays out. We will probably check out King Arthur. I'm not 100% sure yet, but that'll probably be the one. So let's talk box office. Coming in number 10, it's Going in Style, bringing in 1.8 mil. Number 9 is Smurfs The Lost Village with another 1.8 mil. Number 8 is Gifted with 2 million. Number 7 is Bahubali The Conclusion with 3.3 million. Number 6 is The Circle with 3.9 million. Number 5 is Beauty and the Beast with 5 million. Number 4 is How to Be a Latin Lover with 5.1 mil. Number 3 is The Boss Baby with 5.9 million. Number 2 is The Fate of the Furious, dropping out of that number 1 spot for the first time in 3 weeks, down to number 2 with $8.5 million. And coming in at number 1, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, bringing in a very nice $146 million. Like I said, volume Guardians number one made $94 million in its opening weekend. Guardians 2, $146 million. Big jump. That's what you like to see with sequels. And Guardians killed it this weekend with that box office. Like I said, adding in the worldwide totals, it is at almost $500 million already. So looking, if it keeps it up, to maybe pass what the first movie did. So that's pretty awesome. And that'll do it, my friends. We are a little bit right around that hour, 15-minute mark. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for sitting through it and getting caught up in all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. You can, of course, make sure you follow our official webpage. It's miontheair.com. And that's, of course, where you can go look at movie reviews, trailers, box office reports, the whole nine. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. You can follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me on Twitter directly at dxdonmega. We are available on iTunes, so if that's your way, definitely find us, download, rate, and subscribe. If iTunes and iOS is not your thing and you want to do it through an app, I highly recommend Google Play Music. You can also find us on Stitcher, on Spreaker, on TuneIn, on Donner, on Blitzen. I don't always feel like I'm doing the damn reindeer song every time I go through those. Spreaker and Stitcher and TuneIn. We're available with an audio version on YouTube as well. So youtube.com/amiontheair. Make sure you subscribe over there. And definitely follow our Instagram feed so you can check out all the cool posters and everything else that drops. And our great affiliates. Wouldn't be right if we didn't mention RedDragonsRadio.com. So shout out to RedDragonsRadio.com, where you can always stream the show as well. And check out all the other great podcasts that are available on the network. And follow Red Dragons Radio on Twitter so you know what's going down with all of the great podcasts. That'll do it for me, like I said, here on this Tuesday, May the 9th. Thanks for your patience once again, waiting that long, I know. But things have been, like I said, crazy. But we're going to get, it's the summer movie season, we're going to get back into our weekly groove. Don't you worry about it. I'm moving in about a month, and in our new house, I'm going to have a nice studio set up and a nice place to record. And get back to our consistent one-week flow. All right, so put up with me till then. And so if you want to talk, I'm always available on Twitter. Definitely hit me up. And I hope you guys have a great week. And tell your friends and family about the podcast. Definitely spread the love. If they love entertainment, this is your one-stop shop to know what's going down. And yep, so till next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!